And I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And did I see Ty here today? Where's Ty? I want Ty to come up too. Will you girls come up? And this was my error. These words were omitted from the bulletin, but these are the last two verses of the Hebrews passage. And since my children's sermon is based on them, I'm going to go ahead and read them. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So sometimes I really struggle with which lesson to preach on. And today there were two lessons that I felt called to preach on. One, I really felt called to preach on the gospel because it's a really, really hard word. And I felt like I just couldn't read it and let it sit there. I wanted to offer some thoughts on what Jesus is really trying to say. But this Hebrews passage is one of my favorite in all of Scripture because it talks about the great cloud of witnesses. And as many of you know, I was adopted in my early 20s. And so for many years, and still now, my family is the body of Christ. In baptism, that's where I got my family. And so that cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints is my family. And this is one of those places in Scripture where it directly talks about those clouds of witnesses. And so I just wanted to offer a word of encouragement for the three of you as you're getting ready to go back to school in a couple weeks, and for Ty, who's going to school this Thursday. So back in ancient times, when the letter of Hebrews would have been written, the Olympics weren't held in a grand setup like we have today, where in different cities they have different arenas kind of all gathered in an Olympic park. So for example, the race that this person is talking about in Hebrews, it would have been run all over the countryside, and the person running would have had different terrains, maybe some mountainous ranges, rocky. It wouldn't have been a well-cemented path. And so this person is running a really long race, probably a very difficult race out there in the elements. And the last part of the race would have brought them to an arena where there were bystanders and people in the crowds who were cheering them on to finish the race. Because I don't know if you've ever run in a race, but especially if it's a long race, when you get to the end, you're worn out. You can't hardly breathe. You're really hot. You just don't know if you have the energy to get to the finish line. And so when these people are at their lowest point, not sure if they can make it to the end, they enter into the arena, and the crowd is cheering and cheering and cheering. And somehow all of those cheers help them make it to that finish line. So a couple things about this passage. One, we talked last Sunday about how being a Christian doesn't mean that hard times won't come in our lives, because they will. Whether you're entering into fifth grade, or you're in middle school, or you go into college, or you're somewhere along the adult spectrum of life, hard times are going to come, hard things are going to happen, crummy things are going to happen. But God is there with us. And this race of life that we are running, Jesus has run it before us. In fact, he mapped out the course. He is the one who perfectly ran this race and has made it to the finish line. And so when we are running the race and we run into difficulties, Jesus is ahead of us, and we are to look to Jesus because he has run the race before us. And what I really want you to hear is that when you are running your race, and when life gets really hard, you have a family of millions and billions of people cheering you on. In your baptism, you were baptized into the family of God. And so the entire family of God, all of those people who have gone before us, all of God's people who are living now, and the people who are yet to come are part of that family, and they are cheering you on. This is one of the reasons why I love to come to church on Sundays, because I can be feeling really down and discouraged. I could have had a really tough week. I might have something hard coming up, but I get to see my family, and seeing them and being with them gives me encouragement and gives me strength to keep going. And so, yes, you've got your family here, but you've got the family of God all over surrounding you and cheering you on. And so, Ty and Isabel, that means that your papa, he's in that cloud of witnesses. You might not be able to see him, but he is cheering you on. All of those that we love that have gone before us are cheering us on. So as these kiddos are getting ready to start a new school year, as Ty is getting ready to go to college, can we take a minute and just cheer them on and let them know that you are loved? You got this! You got this! You are so very loved by all of us here and by the entire family of God. Always carry that in your hearts. You can go back to your seats.